It's cool. I think we're actually one of very, very few places in the world where you can actually come on site, see where the coffee's grown, you know, be amongst the trees, see where it's harvested, processed, roasted, and actually have a coffee in the cafe right there. So the food miles is 20 meters, so you can actually experience it all on one property. So there's not too many places.
If you really want to know where your morning cup of coffee comes from, then perhaps you should visit Mount Tambourine in southeast Queensland. Up here in the Coeur Mountain air, Sam Williams and his family grow, handpick and roast their own coffee beans before serving it in their local cafe. Hello, I'm Jessica Schremmer. This family is passionate about giving their visitors an insight into the entire coffee making process, from seed to cup.
A lot of people, coffee is a part of their daily routine, it's part of their lives. It's 7 a.m, I've got to get ready for work, I've got to get ready for school, or whatever it is, I need a coffee. It's the caffeine fix, and it just becomes part of everyone's routine. It's like, oh, on the way, I'm going to stop for a coffee. Or, oh, hey, let's meet for coffee. It's so central to our lives. But a lot of people don't know how it's grown, how it's processed, where it comes from. And that's something we're lucky here to be able to do, is we can show you everything. We can show anyone that comes through our doors how it's grown, how it thrives up here, how we process it. If they want to learn how to pick it, we won't stop them. But just anything like that, we're able to give an education on it, and we just want to share it with everyone because we're so passionate about it, and we really do love our coffee. So we just want to share with everyone the 20 steps before it gets to you and your cup.
The Williams family is relatively new to the coffee game. They only took over this plantation in the Gold Coast hinterland less than 2 years ago. It's a small operation at the moment, only 650 trees, which can produce between 3 and 4 tons of beans a year. From this, they make both single origin and blended varieties.
We're always trying new things. I mean, with our own coffee that we're growing, on the farm side of it, before it reaches the roaster, we're experimenting with different things, which will obviously change how they react in the roaster as well. This is kind of just the final stage of it. But yeah, we're importing from a bunch of countries, Papua New Guinea, Colombia, Ethiopia, Brazil, a whole bunch of different places, and blending with our coffee and with the other coffees from around the world, just to create new flavors and new profiles that people maybe haven't tasted yet, and just experimenting really with how cool coffee can be.
When the Williams family says they want their visitors to have a very hands-on experience at the Queensland coffee plantation, they're not joking. People are welcome to help out when it comes to harvest time.
Lots and lots of hours of hand picking. So one of the few places in Australia that does hand pick, mainly because of our size, but that is no easy feat. I try and make more friends around August, September, and try and coax them into to coming up and giving us a hand. It's not easy picking 650 trees. You'll be picking one tree, and then an hour later, you'll still be picking the same tree, and you'll think you've made no inroads, because these trees, again, with the soil and how good they have it up here, they just produce a lot more coffee than average coffee trees would. And in terms of number of beans, that could be a couple hundred, maybe even 1,000 on one tree. And it's good when all the beans are ripe, but obviously being organic, we can't control that as much as we'd like to. So there'll be 6 ripe cherries, 1 half ripe cherry, 14 that aren't ripe yet, and you're going to kind of pick around the ripe ones, or pick around the unripe ones, I guess, to get the ripe ones. So that makes it a bit tough. You're trying to picking one at a time, which is a long process.
And inviting all your friends and relatives to harvest, is it sort of a social event? Does it become a community event as well?
It does. Last year we had a bit of a harvest festival up on the plantation. Barbecue and, you know, coffee is going everywhere, and just a fun day where people can come and learn as well. And it's therapeutic. I mean, maybe not for 8 hours a day, but for an hour, you know, hour or two here and there. It's a very up here in the beautiful climate. You know, picking, you kind of just block out the world, put your phone down, and just get amongst nature for a bit. It's really fun. And yeah, everyone's kind of just here to learn and have a fun day.
While the coffee growing industry is still relatively small in Australia, Sam Williams sees a bright future ahead for the grower, the roaster, and the coffee drinkers.
We're not growing a lot of coffee in Australia, but it's just the roasting. So the coffee industry in Australia is really taking on leaps and bounds, especially when you go to any of these conferences like MICE, the Melbourne International Coffee Exhibition, the Golden Bean Competition, which we were recently at. People are so passionate about it, and I think people are taking Australian coffee to the global market, and that's really exciting because we do have a great product here. People are coming up with new ways of roasting, new ways of presenting coffee, because it's such an exciting commodity. But I think the Australian market is really taking a leadership role, especially in the specialty coffee market, more in-depth analysis of coffee and what it can be, not just a high-output market, a really concentration on the quality of coffee, and they're taking that to, like I said, the global market and really turning heads around the world.
So do you think there is quite a lot of potential still that's uncovered yet?
Definitely. I think there's billions of possibilities from picking it off the tree, well, even before you pick it, to what you can do with the soil. There's that many variables in coffee that we're never going to discover every single way to produce coffee. And I think that's exciting, because if we figured it all out, it'd be boring and we'd have the best coffee and that'd be it. Someone would have figured it out and this would be the best coffee and everyone would move on. But coffee's so subjective that everyone's going to like different things, and I think we're all in it just to please as many people as we can with a good cup of coffee.